And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2013. It's the birthday of Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, after the end of the Revolution, named for George Washington, the great hero of the day. He was 19 years old when he started writing theater reviews under the pen name Jonathan Oldstyle. He wrote satires, some of them under the pen name Dietrich Knickerbocker, came out with a book by Knickerbocker called A History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End of the Dutch Dynasty, a satire, and in 1819 came out with a sketchbook that contained his two most famous stories, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. Washington Irving wrote a collection of sketches called Old Christmas, which revived some old English Christmas traditions and helped to promote the holiday in America. Charles Dickens gave Irving credit for much of the portrayal of the holiday in A Christmas Carol. It was Washington Irving who gave us Santa's flying sleigh. It was Washington Irving who gave New York City the nickname Gotham. And his pen name, Dietrich Knickerbocker, came to be applied to New Yorkers. They were called Knickerbockers. And that is where the New York Knicks basketball team got its name. It was on this day in 1888, the first of the so-called Whitechapel murders was committed in London. Over the next 3 years, 11 women, all of them prostitutes, were killed in grisly fashion, murders that have never been solved. At least 5 of them were thought to be the work of a single serial killer who became known as Jack the Ripper. The Whitechapel district in the east end of London, neighborhood famous for crime and poverty and squalor. The investigation into the killings was the first attempt to catch a murderer through the use of psychological profiling, but unsuccessful. The identity of Jack the Ripper has never been determined, and in 1891, the murders stopped. In London, 1895, today marked the opening of the sensational libel trial Wilde versus Queensberry. Oscar Wilde brought a libel suit against the Marquess of Queensberry, who had accused Wilde of being a homosexual and having an affair with the Marquess's son, Lord Alfred Douglas, which, in fact, Oscar Wilde had been doing. But he brought a court case against the Marquess. The Marquess was then acquitted, and then Oscar Wilde was arrested on charges of sodomy, convicted, sentenced to 2 years hard labor. And it was on this day in 1968 Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech in Memphis, Tennessee, to a group of striking sanitation workers, in which he said, "God has allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." The next day, he was assassinated. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled April Chores. When I take the chilly tools from the shed's darkness, I come out to a world made new by heat and light. The snake basks and dozes on a large flat stone. It reared and scolded me for raking too close to its hole. Like a mad red brain, the involute rhubarb leaf thinks its way up through loam. April Chores by Jane Kenyon, from her collected poems, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.